When you're waiting in a Garda station, you have to see other stuff happening. Like, people might be coming in getting arrested. Like, when I was there, I had to see them dragging a girl through to a cell and all that kind of thing. I'm able for it, but if I was a younger child that had to have been waiting for out of hours, I'm not sure how they would cope.
I went by myself. It was my first time being homeless and I didn't really know what to do. I just felt real nervous because I felt like people were watching me all the time and it just felt real weird.
And you're just sitting there and sometimes they take hours. I'm determined to get a bed. I wouldn't sleep on the street again. I wouldn't do it again. I'd be sitting there at my friends and they'd be like, forget this, it's taking too long. I'm going off on the sniff or on the drink. Do you know what I mean?
You feel disgusting. Feels horrible. Miserable. Feels like you're a junkie or something like that. Not a junkie, but like, just feels bad. Just sitting in a Garda station and waiting for a hostile van to come and pick you up. That's just wrong.
I felt like shy. I felt like crying the whole time. The Garda station was a bit intimidating. I started to stutter and get all nervous. I felt like I'm after doing something bad.
The out of hour social workers take you into the car and they just talk to you like you're normal. It's not real formal or anything. He was real funny. And he just kept telling me loads of jokes. And I swear to God, I don't think we've ever laughed so much and nearly been crying at the same time. They're actually very good there.
The whole way through the taxi drive, they were just saying to me what had happened that I had to leave and was I alright and how was I feeling and just asking me did I want something to eat and kind of explaining that it's a lovely house, make you feel easy. I remember saying to them, am I going to be here for long? And they can't tell you. They can't put a time on some things. They just can't tell you anything.
I ended up staying there much longer than anybody had planned. When you're in that situation, you don't know what to think anymore. It can kind of mess up with your head. I could have been a person that was very fragile, you know. I could have been depressed, you know. I could have committed suicide if I was someone else. Really, I didn't know what to do anymore.
When you're going night by night, things and all go missing on you. You just don't know where you're going to be. Like, if you don't get a bed, you pretty much nowhere else to go and you'd be walking the streets, which isn't nice. I was real depressed in myself and just, it's scary. You just have to take it day by day. It was hard because you never knew when the social workers would come and it could be either good news or it could be bad news. I've had so many placements over the time, so my head was just wrecked. This place came up. I'm here long term now, so I'm happy. At least I know I'm going to be here for 2 years.
After I left in the morning, I might not have been coming back here. It's not right. It's very unsettling. You don't know where your next anything is coming from. You kind of have to shut off your brain a bit. After a while, you just shut off your whole feeling. You just kind of go with what you have to do, live in the moment. You don't think about the future. If you told me now, go pack a bag, I'd be able to do it in about 2 minutes. Because right away, you don't have a choice. It's like being in a war zone. The social workers think you're robots or something. In out of hours, your brain never gets a break. The social worker says jump and you say how high. Just become like a little clockwork kind of person. You do so much moving.